Water managers along the Colorado River are trying to figure out how to live with less. Climate change is growing the gap between the river's supply and demands in the seven states that use it. The federal government recently released proposals designed to keep the river's biggest reservoirs from crashing. Reporters Luke Runyon from KUNC and Brett Jaspers from KJZZ in Arizona break things down for us.
Okay, Brett, let's dig into what's actually in these plans. To start, I think it's probably important to know that the river is divided into two halves, the upper basin, which includes Rocky Mountain states,
and the lower basin, states that make up the desert Southwest.
Both are having big problems with their main reservoirs. In the upper basin, it's Lake Powell. Water levels there are dropping fast. But at the same time, there's no incentive for people in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico to conserve water and fill it up.
And in the lower basin, the problem is overuse. Essentially, more water exists on paper than in the river itself, and that supply-demand gap is causing the country's biggest reservoir, Lake Mead, to drop as well. So, Luke, what's the upper basin solution?
One big piece is a water bank. Think of Lake Powell like a checking account. Water comes in and goes out based on the needs downstream. But for a long time now, more has left the account than come in. And there's a worry that eventually the check will bounce, that downstream states will order water and the account will be empty. That could kick off years of litigation, something Wyoming state engineer Pat Terrell definitely doesn't want to happen.
That is a parade of horribles that we don't want to see. And so Mother Nature is really kind of forcing us to the table right now. And
staying with the banking analogy, how do they propose to keep things in the black?
They basically want to create a savings account within the reservoir. This would be a pool of water just to make sure they never run a deficit. Water would stay in Lake Powell and only get released downstream if the entire account was nearly in the red. And it could be used as sort of a last-ditch emergency cash payment to states like California, Nevada, and Arizona.
What do people up there think about that idea?
Well, the creation of the savings account itself isn't controversial. It's the how you fill it up part that gets people nervous, because there's lots of unanswered questions about how you do that. But for now, Wyoming's Terrell says they're just concerned with creating the savings account.
This cake isn't baked. We haven't even opened the door to the kitchen yet. All we're getting so far is the ability to store some water.
So, Brett, what's going on where you are?
Well, the lower basin deal is unique because for the first time, California's willing to cut back its water deliveries under certain conditions.
Don't they have the most primo rights on the river?
They do, but in the lower basin plan, they've agreed to take cutbacks when Lake Mead drops below a certain level. And they're now willing to do that partly because California has an incentive, a decade-old program called Intentionally Created Surplus, or ICS.
How does that work?
Well, before ICS was a thing, a water user had to take its water or lose it. But now a user can conserve water on Lake Mead and then get the water back at a later date, thereby intentionally creating a surplus for itself. The new drought contingency plan would expand the ICS program, and that's got everyone on board.
How so?
Well, it removes limits on when water can be withdrawn. Now, there's some disagreement about what the current rules say, but the DCP should remove a lot of that ambiguity. And so all the states have more reason to store water on Lake Mead because they have more flexibility in withdrawing it later.
And it seems like whether these plans actually come together is still a pretty big if.
And there's a tight timeline. Federal officials want this done by the end of the year.
That's one source of pressure on these water managers. Another is the weather. If it's another dry winter, expect the heat to get turned up even more to get these agreements done. I'm Luke Runyon in Colorado.
And I'm Brett Jaspers in Arizona.